Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so here we are. We're going to kick off this show. The foundation is the national anthem, right? So you have an interesting inspiration here.
I do this morning. I was at the Florida Derby in South Florida over the weekend, that big horse racing, and it's horse racing season. It's Derby season. So we got the Florida Derby. I know we have the Kentucky Derby coming up in May. We've got the Preakness. So there's a lot of horse races that will be happening. So to anyone that works at any of our tracks, I would say just across the United States, I know we've got some here in Florida. My family and I, we had a great time this weekend.
I always wanted to be one of those people that can show you to your seats at any of the places, not even just the Derbies, but where it's like, oh, what's your ticket? But then I realized how bad I am at directions. Like, my phone went down. I couldn't even make it to work. I didn't know where I
was. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know where your seat is. It's somewhere to the left. Good luck.
Oh, my God. All right. To all you horse owners, too, for those of you who don't know, man, owning a horse, it's no easy gig. And for these horses, they are beasts, machines. So to all y'all who enjoy the Derbies, as we're in Derby season, the national anthem.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
Yeah, so what I love about today is we're going to get down with some music in Christmas, Florida with this one.
Is that a banjo? It sounds better than that.
Yeah. I sure hope so.
I would hope.
Is that bluegrass?
Miss Joellen, she reached out to us a couple weeks ago. She lives in Christmas, Florida. There's a big bluegrass music festival happening this weekend where when you arrive, you're supporting their nonprofit groups that provide scholarships for the locals in all sorts of areas.
Joellen, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit more about it.
So we have three local groups. What they do is they do the concessions and all the monies go back into our community and help us provide local youth and adults with school scholarships, GED reimbursement. Wow. We do a children's Christmas party. We also send money to the local food banks. And we actually help all of our children with their support groups in the area. We hope everybody will come out to the Fort Christmas Historical Park, April 6, 2024. It runs from 9:45 to 4 p.m., and we have three great bluegrass bands that are going to be performing there. It's in conjunction with Orange County Parks and Recreation and the Fort Christmas Historical Society.
Hey, so I love it. I love the idea that you guys are doing bluegrass. Love that you're providing that type of entertainment, and you said there's going to be food.
Yep, all the concession sales go to provide those amenities in our area to our local people. And we really invite everybody to come out and have a great time. Bring your chairs. And we have picnic tables to sit around and listen to bluegrass all day.
You know, I'm so glad that you're this vocal piece for them. Why do you do this?
I've lived out here almost 30 years. And I've been actively involved with all of our nonprofit groups that are in this area. And we're really trying to create the hometown feel for our people that live here and especially to involve the youth.
I think it's tremendous, especially any time that money goes and stays right in the community. And correct me if I'm wrong, people do have to bring their own washboard and spoons, correct, if they want to actually jump on stage?
It's not that kind of thing.
Just double checking.
I'm not sure if they want to bring this, they can take it from you.
I just had to ask.
You're so sweet. You've got such a big heart. And we're so glad, A, that you guys put on functions like this and all the other functions that you said that you guys put on.
And Joellen, if someone wants to learn more, they want to take their family, maybe they even live in Christmas, out to this event, where do they go?
They can go to our website for the Fort Christmas Historical Society.
Oh, okay. I see it right here. It's fchsinfo.com.
Right. Thank you so much for giving us a hand and getting it out there.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Jordan Davis, K92.3. It is Obie. Chloe Slater. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
All right, so here we are, April 1st. I hope you guys all had a fantastic Easter. I'm praying you guys did, huh? Easter Bunny visited Olivia Slater?
Yeah, and I made a ham and ruined hard-boiled eggs all in one fell swoop. It's good.
Now, Chloe, your Easter in the future is going to look a lot different because now you're going to have to buy gifts for this new individual that's walked their way into your life.
Yes.
It happens to be a female.
It is.
Woo! I know all guys are listening right now.
An April Fool's.
No, this is not an April Fool's. It's really happening, y'all. A four-legged friend is coming into my life. I am getting a puppy. Are you guys not excited for me?
Yeah, no way.
You guys could have clapped and been a little bit more excited.
Here, hold on, I got something for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hold on. You want it to sound louder?
Okay.
Full room.
Studio audience is happy for you, Chloe.
Oh, thank you. I'm very excited about this. She is officially around 8 weeks. Her name is Millie, and she is a chocolate lab. And she's the cutest ever.
Okay, so where did this come from? Because before we opened up the mics, I was like, all right, Chloe, I want to hear the origin story. Like, what made you say, you know, let's get a dog?
So I've always wanted a dog, and we didn't have dogs growing up. We had fish. Just because we traveled a bunch for golf, my brother and I did. So my parents were, you know, they were like, it's not fair to this dog. We're gone all the time, especially during the summers. And so we never had a dog. And so this is the first dog of the family. It is my dog. She'll be living here in Orlando. She's in Georgia right now. And after my boyfriend and I broke up, I've always wanted a dog. I just didn't ever feel it was the right time. And once we broke up, I'm like, I'm ready. I'm ready for this next chapter. I'm ready to welcome a pup into my life. And so our family friends, a few of my aunt and uncles actually have dogs from them already. I reached out to them and I had asked, I said, hey, if y'all have any puppies in the near future, I really would love one. Just let me know. And he texted me right back and he said, Chloe, it's perfect timing. Tess, which is their chocolate lab, is due in a couple weeks. And so it was God's timing and I'm going to be a dog mom. So I'm really excited about it.
I told Chloe Slater, maybe you can agree with me or not. Okay. I said in the movies and in TV shows, I've always loved the storyline where the girl gets, well, not that I love the storyline of the girl get broken up with, but I love that she ends up getting a dog in her life and then they end up becoming the best of buds. As a matter of fact, even in our neighborhood, we have a couple girls that they walk with their dogs.
Aww.
And to me, I'm like, that's so smart. I mean, obviously these are bigger dogs. If you're walking with a little Yorkshire Terrier, that's not going to help you protection wise. But I think it's so smart, Chloe.
Thank you. I'm really excited about it.
Listen, that's the part that I do understand. I do like. I mean, I having a daughter who's 5 wouldn't want her to be miles away from me alone and not have anybody to protect. So if Millie is going to be able to do that, then just make sure you get her boned up on karate or whatever.
Karate.
So that way she's okay. I'm sure the peace of mind for your father will have is great. My issue is, is this going to take you out of looking for a partner that is human? Because you're going to be taking care of the puppy. It's got to at least backburner a little bit because, as you said, you know puppies are a lot of work.
They're a ton of work.
A ton of work.
I've been researching. I've already started purchasing all the puppy things.
Lord.
And I know people are going to say I'm insensitive, right? But there's a female clock. And I know, do you have in your head where you're like, this age I want to meet a man, this age I want to do this?
Does having a
puppy delay that a year or some time?
I don't think so. I think if a man walks into my life and it's right now when Millie comes home, then that's great and that's wonderful. And if it isn't, then, you know, it's fun to have somebody to be able to come home to. Like, this will be the first time that I walk in and she's there hanging out, ready to just play and have fun. And I'm excited to take her on walks and just experience having a dog. Because this is, again, it's the first time ever. So I'm really excited about it.
Also, the dog park. Great place to
pick up a person. You never know.
How many dudes are there? You borrow a dog. By the way, you got to ask. If you see a dude with a dog, ask if it's actually his dog or if he borrowed that dog to actually pick up Chloe.
Rent the dog. Rent the canine.
Funny.
You got to make sure.
That is funny.
Well, I was going to say it's going to be a beautiful distraction, okay? Not only are you going to fulfill having a bond with another life, mm-hmm. you know, because it will happen where Slater and I, we're going to experience a Chloe that now has to leave the station at a certain time because I got to go walk the dog. I got to go take the dog out. But I'm also excited because I would like a studio pet. So if you want to bring Millie in the studio,
I will.
I give you the okay.
Okay.
Now, Will our boss give you the okay?
I don't know about that.
But that's okay. I say we have Millie in here until she ruins a carpet and then we get in trouble.
That is funny. I'm sure she'll be ruining a lot of carpets. But it's been fun because, again, this is the first family dog. So we've never had dogs in our house. And so my mom and dad are really excited about it. My brother is. My brother had mentioned, he's like, hey, what do you think about me keeping her maybe for a little bit? Try to teach her how to you know, duck hunt.
I'm like, no.
Duck hunt?
No.
She's not ready for that. So, but it's really fun for me, at least. The joy it's bringing me to see how excited everyone in my family is to have her.
All right, what's the timeline? When are we getting the puppy?
Okay, so Dad and I are flying up to Georgia this weekend. He's coming with me. We're going to meet Millie, spend some time with her, and then she's actually going to stay up there for a couple weeks because they're going to work with her on just the basics of potty training and crate training because where I live, I'm just nervous a little bit with, you know, the noise and stuff and her barking and all those things. So she's going to get crate trained.
Get a professional to do it. She'll stay up there while she's young. Yeah.
Yep. She'll be up there for a little bit. And then she should be here in probably about 2 months. So I'm going to go up a couple times more to go see her. But yes, officially this weekend, we get to meet for the first time.
Okay. So. Good deal.
Yes.
Excited for our new friend.
Thank you. I'm so excited about it.
All right. You got the all access.
Yes. Jelly Roll is Sharon, the one country artist he talks to just about as much as his wife, who it is in 6 minutes.
K92.3. From backstage to the front page, it's all access.
We'll get to Jelly Roll and that country artist he talks to a ton here in 2 minutes. But first, Jason Aldean, a superstar. It was actually back in 2013. He appeared in the movie Sweetwater and recently was asked if he'd ever act again. And he said, quote, "I don't really know how much I liked it. It's hard to say because I only did the one movie. What I do know is first and foremost, I'm a musician. I'm not an actor. I don't pretend to be. I like to say in my own lane and do what I do well. I have no plans right now to enter the acting scene."
All right, let's hear it for him. Right? Knowing that you got a lane that God gave you and just keep running that lane all the way to the money bank if it's successful.
Well, and Jason's still doing a ton, even though maybe acting's not his thing. We know he's got his, you know, his kitchen and bar, Jason Aldean's, E3 Chop House that he owns with Luke Bryan. That's the steakhouse in Nashville. And now he just opened up in the Pensacola Panhandle area, that Papa Surf Burger Bar. So he's still doing a ton outside of music.
Well, and if those artists, if they ever want to act, they can go ahead and get the bug fix by doing it in a music video.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you see Sweetwater?
No, I haven't seen that
movie. You're the movie guy. I figured it'd be you.
I know. Well, maybe I'll watch it later.
There you go.
If you want to see
Jason Aldean in a movie, watch Sweetwater.
Gotta be free on Amazon.
Yeah. There you go.
Obie.
I'm not going to red box this thing.
Obie. Okay, moving on. Riley Green is getting ready to drop new music next Friday, and here's one of the songs off the EP. It's called Worst Days. So close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much more we can make. I want you in the worst. Ooh. Oh.
Chloe, here's a napkin. You're drooling. Okay, if you can just take a second. There's a picture that is attached to this song, and as we're listening to it, Chloe looks and goes, "Look, see, Riley Green is not even trying." I go, "Free, he's got his hands up, flexing. He's got his shirt rolled all the way back. There's also sweat on his brow that is definitely artificial."
He does not have to try. He straight up just has, like, all these muscles. He doesn't even need to flex to show them off, okay?
You know what? I love being friends with guys like that, but I also hate guys like that. Right?
We can never truly be friends with guys like that.
Y'all.
Even days we feel like we're a 10, we look and we're
Damn.
Like, six and a half.
Oh, Riley, we're excited for new music from him, but he's also playing the Floribama Bar in Pensacola next Friday, so he just has a really big Friday ahead of him. And then lastly, one of our favorites, Jelly Roll, sharing one country artist he talks to a ton.
I've been so blessed to have him as a friend, dude. You could have not told me 3 years ago that Brantley Gilbert would probably be in the top 10 most spoke to people in my phone this year in any point of my life. But I think I've talked to Brantley on the phone more hours than anybody but my wife this year. I mean, that's my buddy, man. That dude is one of the best dudes in the business.
Man, and you know what? We can co-sign on that. Brantley Gilbert is one of the truest. And you know what? Sometimes you need to meet somebody who's gone through it. Because then you're like, I can talk to that person because they've gone through what I'm going through specifically right now.
Absolutely. So, and that's true friendship right there. So you can see all these stories up online at K923Orlando.com. Up at 8:15, a brand new second date update. Alex claims that he did all the right things, very gentlemanlike. We're going to figure out what's going on next.
Toby, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K92.3.
Okay, Trinity, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for representing the fine folks over in Harmony with the $1,000 Minute. Of course, this is pretty intense. You know, that clock sound, once it starts ticking, we don't want it to drive your anxiety through the roof, but we do want you to win this money.
You got it.
Trinity, what could you use $1,000 for?
You guys have no idea. My family could really use it just with a lot going on. Maybe I'd go to Rhode Island. I want to go see my dad and my sister.
So sweet. That would be a fun family trip.
Yeah. I really want to go home, so it would be fun.
Love that.
We'll try to get you there, girl.
All right. Chloe's got 10 questions. 60 seconds up on the clock.
Trinity, you could say pass if you want to come back to a question if you don't know the answer right away. But whatever you lock in is the first answer I will have to take.
Okay.
All right, Obi, you got your timer ready?
Got the timer ready.
Okay. Trinity, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go with the first question. What is a Granny Smith?
An apple.
What is the first letter in the alphabet?
A.
What is 0 divided by any other number?
0.
Patrick Mahomes plays what sport?
Football.
In the nursery rhyme Humpty Dumpty, Humpty Dumpty sat on what?
A wall.
How many elements are in the periodic table?
30.
What is the powerhouse of the cell called?
The mitochondria.
How many wheels does a tricycle have?
3.
What is the largest organ in the human body?
The heart. No, wait. Yeah.
Raisins come from which fruit?
Grape.
Oh!
Right there! Dang.
Trinity, you only missed 2.
What?
You came so close!
So close!
Which ones?
Whoa. Okay, so we didn't know this one either. Obi and I tried. Elements in the periodic table. You guessed 30. It's 118. And the skin is the largest organ. You said heart.
I know you said heart, but you wanted to change it, but you locked in heart first.
Oh, my Lord.
So close.
So close.
You don't walk away empty-handed. We're going to send you to Island H2O Water Park.
Whoop, whoop.
And, of course, there's always an opportunity every single day at this time to win $1,000 with the $1,000 Minute.
Alrighty. Well, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, great job. You had us all in here sweating.
I know. Congratulations, Trinity. Hold on for us, okay?
Alrighty.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Lenore, love that name. And let's talk about your good news.
Thank you. My good news is that I'm engaged to this wonderful
guy.
Doesn't sound like she thinks it's good news.
Congratulations.
No, I'm really, thank you. No, I'm really excited. Yeah, he's just wonderful. I have to push the panic button because, you know, we always talked about growing old together and he really wasn't interested in having kids, and I said I wasn't either. But now that we're engaged, he's so excited. He's like, you know, I want to start a family. And the thing is, I never told him that when I was about 20, I was in a really horrible car accident. So I was near death, and I had a couple of surgeries. And part of that was basically, it's like I had a hysterectomy. I'm not able to have kids.
I never
wanted kids, so it was okay for me. Oh, thank you. We just never talked about it. And now when he's talking about, like, starting a family, and I don't know how to tell him now.
Wow. Yeah, well, right. I mean, you know, okay, so here's the good news, is that if he is truly in love with you, then that will be something that you guys will just be able to cross the bridge and get over that bridge with great things like discussions about a single life or adoption. But yeah, you definitely got to tell him.
And if he changed his tune after he proposed and you guys had never talked about it before, and it sounds like there were even probably conversations of, you know, oh, who knows, it sounds like he was leaning that he didn't. And something changed in him, and there's nothing wrong with that because people change. But for him to expect you to change as well, I think it's uncalled for. Like, he can't make you do that. So I never say honesty is the best policy, but here you have to know that he's changing the plan.
No, it is really serious.
You know what's beautiful about the world that we live in? There's so many different ways to be able to have children.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, let's see what kind of advice we get you.
Thank you.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
All right, so we're talking to Jake over in St. Cloud. Jake, if you don't mind, what's your advice to our girl?
Yo, first of all, this is messed up. This poor girl, I don't think she can say anything. If you've gotten this far,
okay,
to drop that on her fiance or whatever right now, would kill him. I don't understand how. You can't do it. She needs to start preparing.
Okay, okay.
This guy.
If you can hold on for us for just 6 minutes.
K92.3. The Panic Button.
Join the conversation.
With Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
So we're talking to Lenore hitting the panic button today. We're really happy she's engaged. Unfortunately, after getting engaged, her now fiance is saying he might want kids, even though before they didn't, and she is not even able to after having a hysterectomy when she was younger. Jake, what do you think she should do?
I just don't think she can tell him. I think it's too much of a bomb drop after they're already engaged. Like, how do you hide that during all the courtship and the dating? Like,
yeah,
this guy's going to either be pissed or heartbroken or dump her. Like, I think she needs to start saying, you know, I've always wanted to adopt, or, you know, let's foster some children. I don't know. There's just no way you can just bring that out of thin air.
Wow.
I mean, I think if she gets him, she could sway him, though, right? Maybe, like, get him gifts, make him food.
Maybe.
And then inside the gifts or food, it just put a little note with, like, a picture of the awful, hold on, hear me out, the awful accident that she was in. So that way he feels bad if he reacts poorly.
God. Why does she have to go to great lengths and do that?
This is
just
what it is.
Just have a conversation with him.
It's life, Chloe.
Yeah, and again, I think there have been some fantastic relationships that have existed without kids. And I think
Absolutely.
There's been fantastic relationships that have fostered, that have adopted kids. It's totally doable. But yeah, I think she's kind of got to be a little honest. Just because dude's going to be trying, and
right,
they're never going to seal the deal.
That's the problem.
Well, and all the testing.
And he's going to feel like he's the problem.
And everything that he may try to go through.
Yeah.
That's the problem. They're going to be trying, and he's not going to know what's up. She has to either hide it or it's not going to end well, I'll tell you right now.
Dude, well, I appreciate you chiming in, brother. Yeah, we feel the same.
Thanks, man, so much.
Yep.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
Yeah, this is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Take a breath. You're alive.
Yeah.
Thank God. Okay, so can we get to this panic button? Because sometimes, even as happy as you are in life, there's always a storm right around the corner. And for Lenore, she should be celebrating the fact that she got proposed to. However, the man that proposed to her, they had a deal. They didn't want kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I can imagine, you would get together with somebody like that and be like, hey, wow, me too. And then all of a sudden, that would start a really good friendship because you'd be like, we have the same likes.
Well, and now her fiance would love to have children, and Lenora cannot have children. And it just breaks my heart. I want her to be so honest with him, but I don't want them to separate either because of this.
Why? She obviously is not a person that believes that honesty is the best policy, Chloe, because she had surgery that made it so she couldn't have kids at a very young age, okay? So she knew that this happened, and she didn't tell him at all that this major surgery happened in her life, and it was a entire life-changing moment.
Yeah, but
and she kept that from a guy that she supposedly loves and says, yes, I want to be your person for the rest of your life.
But say I were to get remarried, do I have to tell this new person every surgery that I've ever had in my life?
If it is the difference between you being able to live what 90% of other females have the ability to have kids without having had this surgery. And now that's the only thing that is preventing her to actually fulfilling something that, hey, people are allowed to change. Okay. Even though they said that they didn't want kids and then they did, sometimes something might have happened in his life that made him change. So is he wrong because she decided to keep that from him?
I don't know. It's a hard spot to be in.
All right. What's your name?
Maritza from Orlando.
Yes. What a great name. You have any advice?
I sure do. I think she needs to be honest. And absolutely, if he really loves her, they'll adopt. There's a lot of kids out there that need to be adopted and given love. And mm-hmm, I think she needs to be honest from the beginning.
Well, it's too late. Right?
No, yeah, it's so, not too late. So, she so can what say would you say
now?
Him.
Yeah, Maritza, what's the sentence that you would say right now to that guy?
Well, I think she just needs to tell him that about her situation, that, you know, she can't have any kids. It's up to him from there on. I mean, she just has to roll the dice.
No, appreciate it so much. Thank you so much for chiming in this morning.
All right, y'all have a good day.
You got it. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so what is your advice to our young lady there?
This one here is a no-brainer. She needs to go ahead and just tell him straight up. Like Chloe said, this day and time, there's a lot of ways to have children. Mm-hmm. Adoption, either, you know, outside sources. But if he truly loves her, this is nothing but a little stepping stone.
Wow.
How about this? Do you guys remember seeing those advertisements on TV where you can adopt an Ethiopian? Maybe she goes and she adopts an Ethiopian and puts it through school and goes, this can be our baby. Isn't this so much better?
Puts it through school.
But then still says nothing to why she can't have children?
A dollar a day, and that child can get that full education he or she so badly desires.
Yes, yes. I do love those programs. Yeah, I appreciate you chiming in, brother.
All right, you guys have a great day, man.
God bless. I'm telling you, I myself, back in the day in college, I wanted to do it, but I knew the child would only make it through second grade because then I'd run out of money.
Well, there's just so many ways that you can welcome a child into your home. You know, Obi, we saw it firsthand with you guys and Oliver.
Oh, I do know it. But listen, not everybody's heart is there. Like, y'all, it took God to strike me over the head.
And more than $1 a day. Yeah. I'm just putting it out.
K-92-3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
We've got Alex over on Apopka. If you don't mind, Alex, tell us about your dinner date.
First of all, I hate dating. I hate what's happening right now.
What do you mean?
You hate this part about being alone after a date that you thought went great.
Well, it always goes great, for me at least. But I treat people the way they want to be treated. I take them out for a nice dinner, and then nothing.
Well, did you pay? Did you open doors?
Yeah.
Did you do gentleman stuff?
Oh, I was full on gentleman. Every door, I got there two steps early. I even held for people I didn't even know, like a schmuck.
That's a good guy right there.
I mean, I know you said this has happened, I guess if you said multiple times with dating. I mean, maybe they're just, you know, I hate to say that it breaks my heart, but just not into you. And I just, I would hate for someone to, like, tell you that.
I know, but every date?
Well, okay, are you going to be okay if she does tell you that she's just not attracted to you?
No, I would love the honesty over being ignored.
Okay, all right.
Really, well, though. I don't know if we've had one person whose family is normal that's been on.
All right, well, thank you for giving us Alana's number.
There's no promises, Alex. She'll answer, but we'll try our best.
Thank you.
Hello? Who's this? I don't know the number.
Oh. Okay. It's Obi, Chloe, Slater.
Hey.
So there's three of us on the line because we work for one of the radio stations here in town, the big one, K92.3.
Wait, we didn't even ask if this is Alana. Is this Alana?
Yeah. Did I win something?
You actually won an opportunity to go out to dinner with a guy you already went out to dinner with. Are you familiar with Alex?
Oh.
You guys went out on a date?
Yeah, we went out 2 weeks ago.
Okay, well, apparently you're still on his mind. There's something that we do here on the show where we try to pair people back up together again. So that's what we're doing, Alana. We have a gift card to give you. You guys go out and have dinner again on us.
I'm not. I'm sorry. Is this a joke? Who is this?
Well, no, it's not a joke. What our job is
so
here.
So you want me to go out with someone who I have not called back in 2 weeks?
Okay. Well, yeah, Alex called us.
He called you.
You don't have to go out on a date, Alana, if you don't want to go out with him again. We're just trying to understand as to why.
Why? Ask him about his BMI.
His what?
His body mass index.
Oh, wow. I don't want to ask him about that. What happened?
Are you calling him fat?
On the way to being so, yes. He ordered 2 meals and he ordered big old glass of beer. He ordered cheesecake. I mean, he just kept ordering. I couldn't keep up with it, and it scared me.
Alana, I think he's living his best life.
Living his best life. Listen, my mother has diabetes.
Oh, wow.
Type 2 diabetes. And that all has to do with your diet. It runs in my family, and I just want to date someone who cares about their health.
What'd you say? You said that he ordered 2 entrees?
2 entrees, 3 appetizers,
dang,
a big glass of beer, cheesecake.
What did? Well, maybe he was eating for you. Did you get anything?
Yeah, I was going to say, was he trying to share some of those dishes?
I got a salad. I'm the type of person who cares about my weight. First of all, I was talking to him on Match. His profile is so nice on Match. And we went out for dinner. I was like, I'll give it a shot. But watching him order just made me think he was going to have a heart attack on the spot. So, no, I didn't call him back.
But does he do this all the time?
We went on 2 dates. So, yes, he did it on both dates. The first date, you know, I ordered a regular meal. I got some pasta. You know, I got a drink. Oh, my God. He ordered steak. Pasta.
This is too rough.
So, Alana, why don't we do this, okay? We've got Alex on the line, and our job is to get the both of you talking, and he just had a chance to hear all this.
Damn.
Alex?
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. How are you, Alana?
I'm good.
I'm sorry I was able to take you out on 2 really nice dates and then not have to hear from you. Because I can't pick out one thing off the menu and I like leftovers? That's a problem?
Leftovers? You ate it all.
Mm. Oh, well.
Not all. No. I always bring stuff home because my dog gets it.
Hey, so Alex, is it? Alex, is it typical?
Yeah. I'm not trying to be rude. Oh. Sorry, that was a little harsh.
Is it typical, Alex, for you to get 2 entrees?
Yeah, if I'm at a place that I really like and I know the menu's killer and I can't decide what I want, I always get a couple of things.
Do you do
Alex,
this at home?
You're a little overweight.
Alex, what about just in general, like everyday life?
I mean, if it's a lunch, no, just because, you know, a time constraint with work. But if it's there and it's a really cool spot, yeah, I'll always get 2.
It sounds like he's intermittent fasting. Yeah, if he's talking about skipping out at lunch because he works so hard.
No, there's no fasting here.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So Alana, so you just want to be with somebody who's maybe a little bit more healthy about their future?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Alex,
you want to have kids with someone, you want them to be around. I've never seen someone order 2 entrees every time that I went out with them. If it had happened maybe one of the dates, but on each of the dates, and I don't believe that you're taking it home to your dog.
Oh, wow.
I saw you consume most of the meal, bread,
okay,
pasta.
Alana, I think we got it, right? There's no second date.
And that's okay. Wow. We just wanted to be fair, get the conversation going. But Alex, sorry we couldn't help any further, man.
No, I appreciate it. I'm not wrong, right?
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
Warren Zaitis, K92.3 Music. It is Obi, Chloe Slater. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
So Slater, you presented something that I kind of chuckled just immediately. And now that I've had actually a song's worth of time to think about it, I actually think that there may be something here.
You think it's actually worthwhile and okay to do?
Maybe. All right. So here, why don't you go ahead and discuss your idea?
Let me put it out. And yes, it is April Fool's Day. This is not an April Fool's like headline. These are happening. People are having divorce registry, similar to the way you would have a baby registry when you got a baby on the way, or a wedding registry when you're going to get married.
Right.
You go through a divorce, and let me tell you, so 4 years ago when I got divorced, in a lot of cases, you then have to divvy up the stuff that you have. Not finances, we're not talking about that. Stuff that is in your house. So half the kitchen goes away. So if you don't have 2 sets of silverware, you're losing a set of silverware. We pretty much rock, paper, scissored the majority of stuff. So I was left without these things. So I had to purchase these things. Wouldn't it be nice if I said, Obi, Chloe, here's my registry. I need you to help me out because I am not going to be able to cut my steak. I'm going to have to chew it with my mouth because I'm going to have no silverware.
I think a divorce party I'm cool with. I've heard of those before where you have celebrations. Let's say it's all your girlfriends. You know, the divorce is finalized. You get together. You do some wine and cheese. You hang out. But I don't know about a registry.
Even some ceremony of the splitting. Right? Like even some sort of a gathering of, hey, so we split, so we're having a ceremony or...
Okay.
But I don't know about getting a gift for you.
This is all fine and good, okay? You're talking about, what, wine and cheese? You bring that over? Mm-hmm. Good luck opening the bottle of wine when I don't have an opener. Okay? Now, if I registered for it, or maybe I had one of those cool cutting boards on there so that way we could cut that cheese.
But
now you're talking, sister.
What would you do? Would you have a party? Like, are you just texting all your friends your registry?
Yeah, no, if that's the difference, make then fine. I'll throw the saddest party that's ever been and you can come over. God. And think about it. Would it be different if, say, the friends, so not me, say the friends, there was cheating involved.
Right.
Okay. And you're trying to lift up your friend.
Some devastation. Right.
Devastation. Just so much catastrophe that went on in their life. You wouldn't want to get them a gift if they're like, oh, I'm not going to have a comforter on my bed. I'm just going to have this crappy quilt that was made years ago.
If you're talking about Susie Joe, the receptionist who has been like amazing the whole time,
she's
and then
such
her
a
husband
sweetheart.
Cheats on her, right? And all the girls of the building get together Susie, right? And they put together a registry to get her all the stuff that her husband's going to take. Well, he's going to take everything. He's going to take the blender. He's going to take the car. He's going to take the house.
He already did. He took too much that didn't belong to him.
But I think that's key what you just said, Obi, is the girls decided to come together and they did a registry. But if you are the one, like Slater, if you were the one to create this registry and then send it out to your friends or host a party and put the registry on the invitation, then I'd be like, Slater.
So I'm going to put my grandmother's name that's on her deathbed and say that she made this, right?
There's no way I could go down somebody's registry and be like, yeah, you know what? He does need this 50-inch TV. Yeah, you know what? You know what? I should get him this 5.1 Dolby Digital surround sound.
How am I supposed to? There's so many people that I think you would actually help out. You got to think.
I'm buying you nothing, bro. I'm like, hey, listen, I don't really have many friends who have gone through divorces where I've been like, you know what? I got to get him a microwave.
Right. Or I got to get him new silverware and new plates. What would be your number one thing that would have been on your registry?
On my registry? Yeah, I guess a 50-inch TV. I could have used that, man.
Golly, divorce registry. Oh, my Lord. All right, okay, Chloe. We've got your news of a female walking into Chloe's life.
Yes.
There's love in the air. It's not what you think.
There's a lot of love in the air. Oh, I'm so excited to share with you in 6 minutes.
Eric Church. Morgan Wallen, Man Made a Bar, K92.3. It is Obi, Chloe, and Slater. Want to get to what's happening in Chloe's life? I think it's very interesting that you've decided to do this.
I am so excited about this next chapter. I'm getting a puppy.
There you go.
No, neither of you want to clap for me?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, yes. Here, you know, I've even got this kind of clap for you.
It's fine. It's over with now. The excitement's done.
No.
The
excitement's
just begun.
The audience is standing.
Now they're there. Okay.
You
happy? Too. You happy with this?
I'm getting a chocolate lab. Her name is Millie. She was born, she's 8 weeks now. So she was born, what, almost 2 months ago. She's in Georgia, and I am flying up this weekend to visit her for the first time. She is so cute. I shared a photo of her on our K92.3 Facebook page and Instagram page. And the whole reasoning, I've always wanted a dog. For many, many years, we never had dogs in our family just because we traveled a bunch for golf. My brother and I did growing up, and it was never fair to the dog. And so I've always wanted one. I never felt it was the right time. And my boyfriend and I, we broke up a couple months ago. And after the breakup, I really prayed about it. I thought long and hard about it. And I said, I'm ready. I'm ready for a puppy. I'm ready to welcome this dog into my life. And so our family friends that live up in Georgia, they have some labs. And I actually have aunts and uncles that also have some of their dogs as well. So Millie is her name. Millie has siblings that will stay in the Nelson fam, which I'm really excited about. And I called him and he said, actually, Tess, which is their chocolate lab, she's due in a couple weeks. So God's perfect timing. I am very, very excited just about this next chapter of my life.
Okay, I've seen this in the movies and I've seen this in the TV shows where the girl gets broken up with And then she replaces the dude with the dog, and it actually becomes a very healthy relationship. And then the girl finds another dude because of the dog.
Oh, so, see? You never know what could end up happening.
Yeah, but what if you find a guy who's absolutely great, and then he has a dog, and that dog doesn't get along with your dog? We have that on a second date update. That is something that happened not that long ago. That could be your story, Chloe.
Well, so then maybe that's a red flag, Slater.
Well, but that's not your fault, and that's not the guy's fault if both your dogs don't get along.
I don't know. I have not thought that far. Honestly, I'm not going there yet.
Go ahead.
Is now the time, because correct me if I'm wrong, but it was maybe 6 to 8 months ago, I think you told Obi and I that you were thinking about getting a dog, everything else, and the timing wasn't right because your ex's dog was older, and a puppy and an older dog, there's a lot of frustrations that come with it. So did all the pieces come together and you're like, you know what, now I don't have anybody telling me that now's not the time?
I think so. And I think I just, you know, going through the breakup, I've over the last couple months, I've learned a lot about myself and I've grown just individually and taking care of me. And I think that is so important, is to put yourself first at times because you need to. And so I really, like I said, I prayed about it. I thought a lot about it. And I'm like, this is the perfect time to do this. And so it's me and Millie. I'm very, very excited about it. Yep. Yep, she's cute. She's lovable. We've been FaceTiming a ton over the last couple weeks.
Millie already knows how to FaceTime. She's the smartest dog ever.
Oh, she's living her best life in Georgia right now. But I'm excited to get up there on Friday and just meet her in person.
So I always love the story of man's best friend, but I love even better the story of woman's best friend, right? So we've got a couple of women in our neighborhood that they walk, and you know, how do I say this without sounding like a creepo? But, you know, normally when you women walk and you guys are wearing all your Lululemon and everything, you girls, you know, anyway, she's walking with her dog. And I think that that is absolutely brilliant to have some sort of, now, if you're walking with a Yorkshire Terrier, that's not exactly protection. But Chloe, I think that this is great that you're getting this lab. So this way you have a partner, you have some protection too, because you like to exercise.
Yes.
And I think that this would be fantastic. When my daughters get old enough, I definitely want to get them something like a German Shepherd.
A bigger dog.
Yeah, some Doberman Pinscher, something that says to all humans, do not mess with this chick.
I know you're excited about this, Chloe, but I don't think there's anybody more excited than your dad.
Oh, he's excited, but he won't show his I don't know what to say. Like, he's so excited, but he won't show it. He's still very, you know, calm, cool. I'm so excited for you. I'm so happy for you. He's already mentioned a couple times, hey, if you're out of town or something's going on with work, let us know. I'll meet you halfway. We can meet up and I'll take Millie for the weekend. He is over the moon excited about this because, again, we've never had dogs in our house. And so I'm just going to say it. They get a grand pup. My brother gets to spend time now with her as well. And so she'll be all over the place, all in everybody's houses.
So what's this weekend? This weekend you're just going to visit the dog because the dog is still going to remain there.
Yes. So I'm going to visit Millie on Friday. Dad and I are flying up to Georgia. We're going for the quick weekend and we're going to meet her, hang out with her, spend time with her, get her whatever she needs. And they are actually, they're so kind. They're going to keep her for a little bit and just work with her and do the basics of sitting, staying, because the apartment complex I live at, I don't have a whole bunch of room to be able to get outside and really work with her. So they're going to do the basics for me and work on her in the crate. And then I'll actually go pick her up in a couple weeks. So she'll be there for a little bit more time. Gives me more time too to prep to get the house ready. Dogs are expensive. I'm learning very quickly. Yeah. It racks up, but she's going to be so spoiled. Well,
and you're not having to go through the puppy phase of her chewing on all the, you know, the corners of the counters.
I still think the puppy phases are coming.
She already knows how to FaceTime. She's well beyond all that. Don't worry about it. It's easy.
All right, that all access is next.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.